I feel like my journey post-ordination has been a movement from idealism, from this unrealistic belief or this pursuit of perfection, towards a path towards ideals. So coming back in contact actually with what is most essentially important to me and how can I move towards that? And how do the teachings of the Buddha, which we sometimes refer to as the Dharma, the Buddha's teachings, how does the Buddha and the Dharma and its community of spiritual practitioners, which we call the Sangha, how do those things help me move towards seeing through to the reality of things? So the Buddha's teachings are vast and deep, and it feels like I'm on a journey of discovering of how to know them from my own experience. And I like to talk from my own experience, whether that's, you know, slightly funny stories or even just remembering things that happened to me when I was younger that remind me that this has been an ongoing journey that didn't just start when I turned up at the Buddha Center. I've always had this curiosity of trying to understand more deeply what is going on. I'll finish by suggesting another way that we can engage with these marks of existence, this unsatisfactoriness, this impermanence, and this insubstantiality. One way to move through these is through the doors of liberation. And Sangharakshita, who is the founder of the Triratna Buddhist community and order, he writes about these in his book, What is the Dharma? He talks about reflecting on each of them and moving through them. So first, when we reflect on suffering, we can start to see that if we move away from either grasping towards something or moving away from something, then we come to this equanimous place where actually we're directionless. We're not trying to grab forward. We're not trying to back away. We're staying right here without needing to move. You only want to go in a particular direction when you have a concept of that direction and a desire to go in it. If there's no particular direction in which you want to go, then you just, as it were, stay at rest. This state can be compared to a perfectly round sphere on a perfectly flat plane. Because the plane is absolutely level, the perfect sphere doesn't roll in any particular direction. The vimoksha of directionlessness is rather like this. It's a state of absolute equanimity in which one has no egoistic motive for doing, or not doing even, anything. So from the counter of really leaning towards ordination, really wanting this, to now come through my ordination process, I'm moving more towards cultivating this sense of directionlessness, of not grasping, of not pushing away, just like when we started with our meditation, trying not to make something happen or keep something from happening, but what if we can rest in what actually is happening? We can also move towards the other vimokshas, of letting go of concepts and words. So when we start to see things as impermanent, we start to see that they're constantly changing and that we can't fix them as a concept, as a word, always shifting, always changing. And finally, we can move towards letting go of self-identity. So the sense of insubstantiality. Ultimately, there isn't a thing. This idea of being an order member is empty. It isn't a thing in itself. It's a marker. It's a process that's happening. It's not an attainment. So you might want to think about what you've written, expectations, and the last thing I expected was. Or maybe noticing, are there expectations either that you have now or that you've had in the past, either of yourself or maybe of others? I was talking with someone earlier about people falling off pedestals, and that's expectations in it, isn't it? We expect something to be a particular way. It's not. Suffering happens. Ideals versus idealism. Do you identify with that sense of idealism, this perfectionism? Has that brought suffering for you? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe actually that really inspires you. Because sometimes idealism can feel like a positive thing. We want to make things better, don't we? Particularly in the world. We want to lessen our suffering. But I'd like to encourage you to think more in terms of moving towards ideals, rather than becoming overly idealistic. Weighing up for yourself, is there a difference in there for you? Are there ideals that you're moving towards? And how does that distinguish from fixing them in an idealistic way? Talking about expectations versus reality. These expectations we have of things to be perfect, to make us always happy, to be permanent, and to have a fixed notion, substantial reality. And how do we move towards seeing them as actually ultimately unsatisfactory and ultimately impermanent and ultimately insubstantial, so that we can move towards that place of directionlessness, of letting go of concepts of words, and finally of letting go of our self-identity.